we listen to Irish Radio Canada Home and Abroad at Folk Alliance 2024, and I'm sitting across from Siobhan Miller, who is from Edinburgh but based in Glasgow. But despite having a good Irish Siobhan name, has a wonderful Scottish accent.
Hello.
Welcome, Siobhan.
Thanks for having me.
A little about yourself and your music.
Yeah, I grew up listening and singing, I guess, traditional Scottish songs. My dad sings and plays guitar.
Right.
So from a really young age, I was taken to loads of festivals, particularly across Scotland. And so it was through their love, my parents' love, that I came to traditional music. And I guess through the years, just going to festivals, I started getting asked to go and just sing, like, for 10, 20 minute spots, supporting other people. And it just became this thing that I love to do, but I never planned to do it as my job. It was never on my radar to do that. And like all my friends were listening to like Take That and the Spice Girls. I like them too. But I kind of felt like I had this like underground, almost like secret love when I'd go off with my parents to these festivals. And then I guess once I started, I moved to Glasgow to study music. There's a Scottish music course at the RCS in Glasgow. And again, I didn't really go there with a plan, but I applied and I got in. My music teacher from high school had been like, can you just apply and see? And then when I got there, I just met so many, you know, people my age who had the same love as I did. And over the years, I guess, I sing traditional songs, but I try to bring a new life to them, or kind of present them in a different way, maybe. Songs that might only be sung unaccompanied normally.
Right.
I like to then add bits of accompaniment. It's still with acoustic instruments. With me here in Kansas City, I've got a great guitar player, Ennis White, and an amazing fiddle player, Charlie Stewart. Totally worth checking them out. But I also write my own songs, but I came to the songwriting a lot later. And so it's a mix of both.
And Siobhan, when you said traditional, in Gaelic?
I don't speak Gaelic.
Okay.
I sing a lot of Scots, so we have the Scots language.
Yeah.
You know, Robert.
Well,
totally separate.
Yeah.
And there's a whole repertoire that's completely separate. So I sing some songs in broad Scots. It sounds like Gaelic to some people, but it's not. And then I sing a lot of songs that are, they have like the odd Scottish word in them, but the whole song isn't in Scots, do you know?
I have to tell you, the most wonderful collection of Burn stuff I have listened to, Eddie Reader.
So basically, in my higher exam for music, I learned her version of A Fun Kiss.
It's fabulous.
I've loved her singing.
And
all
I think Wine Mountain said she does the, to me,
it's
that
beautiful. She does the,
oh, whatever it is. She is the most.
So can you imagine? I grew up, she was my idol. I loved her music. That Burns album, it is like played on repeat. And then we were at Orkney Folk Festival. I've gone there since I was a kid, but one year I was there performing and I met her, and we just like hit it off, and she invited me out on tour with her. So I've actually toured around the UK supporting her, and she's now a pal, and she's been really supportive. I think she has such an incredible voice. She can sing anything, and she's not scared to sing anything. And it's been quite inspirational to me. I love singing traditional stuff, but I love also singing more blues, maybe a tiny bit of jazz. My husband's a jazz bass player.
Right.
And I think it is important to not feel like you're
pigeonholed,
that you're kind of boxed in. And I guess that's what I try to bring to my music. So
always a great affinity between Scotland and Ireland. And one of the other wonderful voices that I've heard, and I know is now based in Glasgow, is Heidi Talbot.
Yes, she's gorgeous.
Beautiful, unique.
Yeah. You hear her and you instantly know that it's her.
And the first time I heard her was, who is that? And
she's fabulous. But there's so many incredible singers. I was working recently, I put on a show at Celtic Connections and invited Karen Casey. And you know, like, I've been listening to her also my whole life, and she's amazing. She's got these ornaments that I can't do. That I was trying to do. Again, though, such an inspirational, positive, lovely force to have around.
And she's so supportive.
Because
I met Karen last year.
We had a real fun time.
Yeah.
It was,
yeah.
And Eddie was on the show as well.
Yeah.
Another singer called Kieran Polwart. He's a brilliant, beautiful songwriter from Scotland. Right. So the ladies were all in there.
Yeah, we've been talking ladies. I've stayed away from talking about the wonderful men who bring so much and a strong tradition to the Scottish music as well.
Yeah.
And as I said, the tremendous affinity that exists between Ireland and Scotland.
Absolutely. I actually spent 4 months in Limerick. I did the Erasmus exchange to the music and dance course there, and I didn't want to leave. I just wanted to stay in Limerick because I think there are huge similarities, but I think in Ireland I found that in the music sessions there was much more of a coming together of tunes and songs in the one place, whereas in Glasgow and Edinburgh you kind of have to search out the song sessions often separately to the tune session.
Well, you in Ireland the same, if you're going to singing circles you're going to singing circles.
I was going to the Willie Clancy week and
brilliant.
There was just singers everywhere I turned, and I learned so many gorgeous songs from like people sitting in a bar.
I know.
Like sitting in the corner and somebody would get up and sing something.
Last time I was in Ennis Tymon for Willie Clancy was during COVID, so there was virtual.
Best friends is Adele Fox.
Oh yes, yeah.
We got to know each other through that.
Yeah.
So you're right, the connection between Ireland and Scotland is so strong, and I sing a lot of Irish songs. I love the melody of so many of the Irish, particularly the sad laments. There's something about them that I like the sad songs. My music's not all miserable, but I do really like sad songs.
It's like there was once Alison Krauss said in one of her things, and she said she had, it was Molly Bawn, I think. She said, introduced it, and she said, it was so sad, I just had to sing it.
Yeah, that's me. But there's happy stuff too. People are like, put up for that. Go check it out, because I also love singing the upbeat, really Scottish stuff at the tongue twisters.
Yeah.
But there's something about a sad song.
Yeah. Siobhan Miller, it's been a real pleasure.
Not at all. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. And we're going to play one of your tracks.
Brilliant.
What are we going to play?
Do you know, let's play a sad song. And it's Irish. I picked it up over there. It's called The May Morning Dew. And
it's beautiful.
The most beautiful melody.
Isn't it?